This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy to be along to enthrall and entertain you on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen's Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here to rock you to your soul. Right? Let's get to the bottom line of what's big, what's important, conversations about what's mattering in the world. Is that a word? Can I put it in a verbal sense like that? What's mattering? What does matter is mattering.
It matters.
Right. So the 17th annual Youth Turkey Calling Contest was held. Okay. This is something goes on in Vermont every year. There's a camp that teaches youngsters of various age groups to perform a specific set of calls using handmade turkey callers, or sometimes they listen to how a turkey really sounds and then they try to mimic it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what they hear in order to learn what the turkey call is supposed to sound like. Here are the turkey calls from the turkeys that they hear.
Sounds like some foul language. Sorry.
That's very good, Jay.
That's better.
Oh my God. No, that was fabulous, actually. That was fabulous. Okay. So that's what the teacher plays for them, the audio, so that the youngsters, most of them are 14 to 18 years of age. They get to listen to this, and then they try to score in a competition. And how well they perform, obviously, how well they get the clucks and the purrs and the whatever it is, the yelp. So here are some of the winners in the annual turkey calling contest. Pretty good, huh?
That's a human?
Yeah.
Whoa.
This guy's name is Josh Grossenbacher, I believe is how you pronounce his name. This
yes.
is in 2015.
Uh-huh. They have this every year, and so they all sound pretty much alike in a manner of speaking. So they have winners that are in the teenage category, and then the younger 8 to 10-year-olds who won. Sawyer Sheldon of Dorset, Vermont, won first place there. But I thought you ought to be up on what the latest is in turkey calls, so that's what they sound like. If you have an opportunity near you to get into a turkey calling contest, that's what you should do.
I definitely would have thought that this would be something that would happen in November.
Mm, really? Yeah.
Have you heard the husband calling contest that fairs or festivals do or whatever? And,
yeah.
and women will get up there and just do kind of like a turkey call or whatever, like they're calling other animal, and they will use their husband's name. And they'll do husband calling contests.
Doggy! Quack, quack, quack. All right. Quack, quack, quack. There ought to be a duck calling contest as well. All right. Well, I think we've taken care of that moment in time. Now it's time for us to focus on women and women in the news. The Pope has made a very interesting call. Some say he's made history by allowing women to vote in bishops' meetings. As you know, the Catholic Church, among the most sexist organizations in the world, not just in our country, but around the world, are run by men for the benefit of men. It's all about men. Well, the impact, the environment of having women more involved, it's an increasing problem for the Catholic Church. So anyway, the business of women, the bishops' meetings, there are all kinds of ways in which the you know, it's not just these days, men, when the Pope is around and visiting various places, there have been questions about gender equality in the Catholic Church. People are not afraid anymore. It was deemed irrespectful. It's not the word. It's not respectful, but what's the...
Disrespectful, yeah.
Thank you. Disrespectful to question the Pope about anything. Right? In the church, he's the decision maker. Remember when George Bush used to say, I'm the decider? Well, in the Catholic Church, the Pope is the decider. So there are a lot of people who say, whoops, wait a minute, this is just symbolic. It seems to have some interesting implications for the role of women in the church. By granting women the right to vote, the Pope is basically signaling that he recognizes their importance and contributions to the church. And why shouldn't he? How do you have men without women? Right? I mean, that's the simple, most basic thing. There are no men if there are no women. Duh. So how is it that this has happened? This is a perfect... I think the Catholic Church is... And people always are taking shots at me because they consider this to be bashing the Catholic Church. I'm not bashing it. I'm just telling a story that is... Or telling you what's going on because I find it interesting in the world that the Catholic Church and many religions are out of touch with what reality is. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's like an oasis to go someplace and be away from the noise of the maddening crowd, if you will. And we all look to it, you know, it has been the case until the Spotlight team and the Boston Globe went after Cardinal Law and all the bishops and priests and people involved in the scandal. And so it just changed people's thoughts. But if you're really a true believer in Catholicism, it's hard for you to go to get away from, you know, the fact that this is, you know, the one true church, so they say.
Yeah, and also a lot of religions across the board, too, there's a little bit of a fear that is instilled in us as children.
More than a little bit.
To question a religion is to question God himself. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's a scary thing when you're a child. Yeah. And a lot of times it kind of just follows you into adulthood.
Yeah, the Pope is God's representative supposedly on Earth, which is... Okay, you want to believe that? That's great. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think that everybody is God's representative. I do believe it feels right to me to think that we are created in the image of some greater being, whatever that being is. You know, there's that stuff that you can see from early translations of the Bible, pictures of God. He said he created man in his image, whether God is a he or a she. I don't know that it's either, frankly. I don't know that we really ever could understand what that energy is that is, I refer to it as infinite intelligence, but whatever it is, you know, it's just a generational thing. You started to say something.
No, I was just going to say, and then there's the controversial conversation, too, of the Bible in any form for any religion was written by man. So it's, you know.
Right. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell the same story four times in four different ways. It's like people watching a car accident on the corner of the street. 10 people, 10 different versions of the car crash. That's the way it is. So, anyway, the situation with women having the right to vote in bishops' meetings is, you know, who even knew that women were allowed to go into the bishops' meetings? I get too much into the weeds here. I just find it, I'm happy to see that this sort of begins a new era of progress. And maybe because we're all about inclusivity these days, right? In politics, in school, in life, bring everybody in. So maybe this is the first baby step for the church. You figure it out on your own. Help yourself. Comment, certainly. Social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, Good Day On Air, and certainly 855-999. Doug, it's a way for you to connect with us as well. We have a lot of things in the download, by the way. Boy, there's one of the things that I love about doing this program, not only does it keep me sharp and hopefully keeps you sharp, but and Jay has a great way of finding a lot of stories that are things that would tweak your interest that you wouldn't hear discussed most anywhere else, but they're important, like the story of the toddler that wandered near the electrified train track that we talked about the other day, the story of the unlicensed teenager causing the head-on crash with the school bus, you know, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world do these things happen? The focus on Joe Manchin, is he going to run for president? The dust storm that caused the fatal pileup in Illinois, where there's still ramifications of that. Our discussion about artificial intelligence. Jack Stockwell talking about the benefits of things like evening primrose oil, healthy fats, that kind of stuff. Where do you get that variety? Michael J. Fox, we talk about on a recent Good Day download, and his Parkinson's disease. The lady whose life was saved by a 12-year-old, she was, right?
Her son, while they were just doing chores.
Yeah, right, exactly. So all of these things, every day we're here for you. It's good that we have the ability to connect with you, and you can get more of the program all day, every day. GoodDayShow.com is where you get not only the download, but you get the continuation of the program. It's kind of like at the end of Bill Maher's program, he says we're going into, what does he call it? They go into YouTube and it's after hours or something. But you get the same discussion, just a little more in depth. But that's kind of what we're about here. I think this is like vitamin for your head. We all talk about, with Jack and with Ken, how important vitamins and minerals are to your life. I wonder, by the way, as an aside, how many people actually really take vitamins and minerals? Do you really focus on it? Do you know what your body needs?
Mm-hmm.
And do you put, like, vitamin D is something that most all of us need more of, and yet few of us heed the signs.
And the vitamin D that's in multivitamins is not enough.
No, nowhere near enough. 42% of Americans, just 42% of Americans have enough vitamin D, and that's really what makes the calcium work, all kinds of things. So, come on, folks, do right by your body and your life. Check out what there is that will help you live a longer and happier and healthier life, please. Can't afford to lose any listeners. It's 18 after the hour.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet. But if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day, and in just weeks, get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means, wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, social media time, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast. From the pros, the pro parts people. How about that for an alliteration? Say that fast 100 times. Pro parts people, pro parts people. Yeah, okay. At O'Reilly Auto Parts. Doug's feeling silly, which is okay. Happy birthday today to these listeners of the Doug Steffens Good Day program who check in on social media from time to time. Bob Bruno, Brenda Sobolowski, Pamela Garahan, Adam Hunt. Among others, happy birthday to you. Let's see, today's the third. Oh, Jennifer Spitz's birthday is today as well. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Right, you think that's enough? Is that enough happy birthday wishes?
Well, there's only, what, five more words? One more.
Happy birthday to you. Done. Okay, so, Jay's posted on Good Day Facebook page, the turkey calling contest. Okay, so I take back what I said to you a few minutes ago, James. Get this, there's a husband calling contest that Jay has found, and we have some audio. This is from one of the good old-fashioned husband calling contests that apparently take place around the world. I'm looking at some of the comments already from some of the people. The guy says, whatever works. How do you get your husband back? Here you go. You got that, James? Let's play a little of this. Okay, here's the...
I don't want to be late. Bob, hurry, hurry. Bob, Robert, Dean.
Like Roseanne Barr, doesn't it?
Hear me? You get yourself in here right now.
Right.
Come on. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to be late again, and you know that I want to get there on time. Roy! Roy, 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 Roy!
All right, okay, enough of that. My eardrums in here. Foolish.
Some of those are so shrill.
silly. All right. Yeah, shrill is the right word for it. Thank you. I posted yesterday a picture of my darling and the charming Daisy, who is with me everywhere. And so there were people who I wanted to comment, as I referred to her as one of the brightest spots in my life. Donna says, yeah. And that's really kind of, most people who have dogs and pets will just say yes. Ingrid says she's precious and sweet. I enjoy her looking up to the camera. She's really a hamburger. When the camera's around, she's looking at the lens. She looks at the lens, right? Yeah.
She knows. She's ready for her close-up.
She has a very sweet face. Okay. And Ingrid seemed to be all into this, right? Maybe we should have a contest for dogs. This is something people always like. Anything that has dogs or animals in it. So maybe, I don't remember, didn't we do, we may have done this a couple of years ago, had people send in pictures of their dogs just so we can look and be sweet?
Yeah, we've done it without any contest involved. Just, hey, let's have some happiness on social media. Show us your pets. Show us your fur babies.
Right. All right, Teacher Appreciation Day is among us, and people are referring to some of the teachers they had. Let's see. Lori says, Mrs. Robinson, my third grade and fourth grade teacher, only time in my life I felt noticed and acknowledged by a teacher. I felt like a teacher's pet. How many of us were that? I think I was a teacher's pet to a point. I loved school, and the teachers were always happy to have folks that, kids in school that really love being in school.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy that day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House and Senate leaders are going to meet with President Biden next week to discuss the debt limit. The U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if the debt ceiling's not raised.
It is Congress's constitutional obligation to act.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden wants a clean bill to raise the debt limit and won't negotiate. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the debt limit will not be raised without spending cuts. More troops are being sent to the southern border ahead of the expiration of Title 42 next week. The Biden administration is sending 1,500 active duty troops in anticipation of an influx of illegal immigrants. Former President Trump says he may skip at least one of the first few Republican presidential primary debates. Trump is either skipping the first debate in August in Milwaukee or the second at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Last week he bragged he was skipping debates because of his lead in the polls. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Okay, 34 at the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The nice news today, the results are in for the Nature Challenge, which took place this past weekend. This is an annual weekend event asking urban residents around the world to document the flora and the fauna that they spot in their cities and upload sightings of new things. Like here, I would take a picture of the lilacs that are just coming out. My favorite flowers. Love the smell of lilacs. And I have white lilacs here on the farm and purple lilacs. Do you have any lilacs around there where you are?
Not near us, but I know. Oh, they are so beautiful. So
fabulous.
Fragrant.
So this year, 1,557,673 people sent in their observations of 49,000 different species in 65,272 different ways. And the winning locale for variety in nature is La Paz, Bolivia. Wow, that's interesting. Cape Town, South Africa was second. Dallas-Fort Worth, James, was third. I wonder what the heck, what is unusual or what's liable to be blooming in Dallas right now that would be unique and would have caught the attention of all these people. What do you observe? Let's see if how well he observes, Jay. The things that are growing, that are different, that are floral, that are pleasant to, the fragrance is pleasant to smell, that sort of thing.
Yeah, where I'm at, we don't get a whole lot of flowers. We get those, what are those flowers that that you blow on it and like all the...
Dandelions?
Yeah, dandelions.
That's
yeah.
A weed.
Is it a weed? Oh, well, weed. That shows how much I know about botany.
Sorry, I asked.
So much fun. They are fun. If you take one...
You can eat them. People eat them. They dig them up and eat them like carrots.
One of the edible flowers. Mm-hmm.
What do they taste like?
A little bit like carrots.
I guess I'll have to find out.
Like maybe they taste like chicken. I'm not sure.
Well,
it's been a long time since I had one.
I'll figure it out, and then I'll come on tomorrow, and I'll let you know.
That'd be perfect.
There's a tree that I love the trees that have the flowers all over them before the leaves really come out. And there's this one tree, we had it in our yard at our former house, and it was the most beautiful tree I've ever seen in my life. However, when those flowers fall right before the leaves start coming out, it smells like rotting carcass. It is the most intrusive, aggressive smell I have ever smelled from anything like that in my life. And I still cannot, to this day, figure out exactly what type of tree it is.
All right, let's talk about artificial intelligence, which is becoming my new, not favorite, but probably most visited item, topic, if you will. I'm not a big fan of AI, but I did find something, Jay, that is basically a tool that's going to be used by the big hospitals like Cleveland Clinic, where you are, and Mayo, the Mayo Clinic, and Mass General, and wherever the big hospitals are, that can afford this new tool that identifies lung cancer more accurately and earlier than any other traditional test. So as we get concerned about artificial intelligence, there will be applications that will be good. And so in this circumstance, this certainly would be at the forefront of medical innovation. Some of the people that are the scientists that put this together, testing out the use of this to help in early cancer detection, what they're trying to do is this, I'm looking at this study, is not only use it for lung cancer, but figure out the tumor structure in other parts of your body. Like certainly there are two or three really aggressive tumors. Pancreatic cancer kills people really fast. And so apparently the early stages are being used, but has big potential because it can actually identify where a cancer would develop in the future.
Oh, which that's amazing.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, because a lot of times the beginning stages, the symptoms mimic so many other ailments that we already experience additionally while we age. And that's why so many people are they're being diagnosed at later stages anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I thought that there was I just think that kind of stuff is worth its weight in gold, frankly. All right, the extinct species. I go down this path because I find sometimes it to be ridiculous. So bear with me whether you think this is ridiculous or not. Who would have thought that the snail population is becoming extinct? There are a lot of snails. I've seen a lot of snails. I don't go looking for snails.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a particular snail that is, even that word, right? Say snail.
Snail. Escargot.
Yeah, well, that's, if you like to eat them, because that's what that is. So anyway, there's a Polynesian tree snail that has neared extinction. And so, I don't know who it was. Somebody came up, and I think it was in the London Zoo. They came up with a batch of new snails. They bred these snails. How do you even breed a snail? I understand how you can breed a dog or breed a cow, but I'm Not sure I understand how you breed a snail. At any rate, probably not. I may be asking too many impertinent or useless questions. So anyway, the London Zoo came up with they bred 5,000 new snails there and at other zoos around the world, and they have brought them to their natural habitat so as to save this particular type of snail. It's been reintroduced into the wild in these areas of mostly in Polynesia and places down Indonesia, those places down in Asia, Southeast Asia. So if you're big into that, help yourself. The city of Philadelphia is reporting this week that their plastic bag ban has prevented 200 million bags from being used and ending up in landfills in the last year. 200 million bags, plastic bags. That's a start.
That's great, yeah.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. That's fantastic.
Yeah. If you're into that sort of thing. I'm not.
But I see a lot of places that will do, they'll do away with the plastic bags or any kind of bagging. And if you need a bag or you want a bag, you have to purchase a reusable bag.
Yeah, 10 cents.
Yeah, and if you don't want to buy a new bag or if you don't want to have to buy a bag, then that's definitely enough to give you the initiative to bring your own bags.
Yeah. See, I like the paper bags, so they use them to line my rubbish barrels. I don't like the plastic. Actually, the plastic bags that are used to, you can go buy a roll of those plastic bags, put in your trash bag. But those are not good for the environment, number one, and they're more expensive than 10 cents a bag if you price them out. So why would you use them? I don't use them. Use the paper bags. The royal family, the focus on Buckingham Palace and the king being crowned this weekend. Apparently, there's a big party going on already because Prince William and Kate, their daughter Charlotte, wasn't she? She's the one who got the title. Weren't we talking about that yesterday?
Well,
the day before?
So they changed. Yeah, they changed the rule so that once the time comes for her to have that title, the Duchess of Edinburgh, then she will. Right now, she doesn't, but the law has changed that she will get it.
Huh. Okay. So that's. And her birthday.
She just had her birthday, yes, yeah.
Right.
And then Archie's birthday is, I think, the same day as the coronation.
Is it? Oh, happy birthday to you.
There's been a lot of, I guess maybe uproar in a way. So with King Charles and then Queen Consort Camilla, with the invitations that have now been, they've already gone out, but they've now been revealed, the consort has been dropped. So it's just referring to her as Queen Camilla, which is something that's been done with all of the queen consorts in the past upon the coronation. Yeah. But a lot of people are like, not my queen. She should always be the Queen Consort.
I don't know.
It's about the Diana thing,
exactly.
Well, because Queen Consort is her actual title. She's married to the king, but all queen consorts drop the consort part at the coronation, and everybody's saying, no, she should keep the queen consort part.
What's wrong with that picture? The fact that Charles was more or less, I always made him out to be the bad guy, kind of, because he married Diana. He didn't really love her, but he was kind of forced into it by the reality.
Yeah, he was with
Camilla first. Yeah. So why didn't he marry? I guess I lost that page in the book. Why didn't he just marry her instead of marrying Diana?
I don't believe that that relationship was accepted. I think it was one of those things where now how it's referred to as the firm, that Diana was the better choice or something along the lines. Because when he met, when King Charles met Diana, he was actually dating her sister at the time.
Really?
And when she was much younger, yeah.
Okay. All right, there was a hoot and a holler and an explosion outside Buckingham Palace. Story of a man carrying a suspicious bag that he threw over the gate. And then he was arrested. Police say he threw what they believe to be shotgun cartridges onto the palace grounds. That's a pretty high fence if you look at it, Buckingham Palace. You had to have a good arm. Anyway, he was arrested. Authorities say they used a controlled explosion to eliminate what they say was this suspicious bag. So there's going to be all kinds of nutbirds around for the coronation this week. You can be sure of that. And the security, they're bringing in security from all around the world because there are nuts in the world. There are crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts, right? They are. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead.
No, no, go ahead. Please continue.
Here's the story of this teenager who, you know, we think this is in America. In Serbia, a teenage shooter killed 8 children at a school. 8 children at a school. Belgrade in Serbia. This guy just opens up fire. And the 8 children, school guard also were killed. They did arrest him. There were other people that were shot that were hospitalized. And you look around and it looks like if you didn't know it wasn't America, you'd think by looking at the pictures that it was America. You can see the children running out of the back door of the school. This kid was a student of the school back a while ago.
He's 14,
he used
yes.
his father's gun. And so what in the world? It isn't just here. As much as we look at the craziness, this kind of crazy stuff happens all over the world. And it shows you the danger posed by having all of these weapons all over the place. And I don't, you know, all of you people who love guns, I was I had dinner last night with some neighbors and friends who have a place in Colorado. And they have a 700-acre farm in a place way, they're like 2.5 hours away from anything. And everybody in town, this fellow says, they all are friends and stuff, but they are the only, these two, this husband and wife, only two people in town that don't have guns. And he said they all have AK-47s. They're all armed up to the teeth. And you wonder, what, so why? And then people say, oh, well, because if the government tries to take over, we'll be here to save the country. Okay. Let's hope that doesn't ever happen. 48 after the hour.
Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro-X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro-X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro-X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Leroy, 71's back up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
We've got 3 more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? The driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Aha! Time for us now to join in the ranks to check into the brain that is Warren Eckstein. I think he told me that he had the biggest brain anywhere that it was ever. Who told you that?
It barely fits in my head, Doctor.
That I'm sure. Warren Eckstein, the pet show, been on the air for a long time. What a wonderful place. Spend a couple of hours. If you love your dog, your cat, I posted, if you go to my Facebook page, Warren, Facebook.com/Doug7, although I think we posted it also on the Good Day Facebook page, picture of Daisy looking up at the camera. And my feelings and thoughts about Daisy are there. And I said to Jay, we ought to have a contest. Don't you do on your program that's on the air? Many of the same stations that carry this program carry you on the weekend. Do you ever do contests that get people to send in pictures of their pet?
I don't. And, you know, there's reasons I don't do that is because, quite honestly, everyone thinks that their dog or their cat is by far the best.
Well, of course.
So, in other words, if I make a decision, well, you know, I like this cat better than that cat, then I'm in big trouble. So
big
I kind of play the I'm like a politician when it comes to the better one.
So, speaking of big trouble, do you see the story in Florida where this python, this trapper, was able to get a hold in the Everglades region of this huge python? It's gotten tens of thousands of views on YouTube. This guy is what he calls himself an invasive species hunter. His name is Mike Kimmel. He's the python cowboy. He found an invasive female python, Burmese python, and grabbed it by the neck. It was 16 feet long, weighed 50 pounds. He dragged it out of a swamp, and he was heard yelling, "Good dog! Hey, she's strong! This is a big snake, guys! Who in the world is nuts enough to do that?"
You know, there's a whole art to handling snakes. They, you know, when they grab them behind, it's called cupping, and you got to be really, really quick, and you only get one shot at it, believe me. And that's part of the problem. People will get an exotic pet, whether it be, a snake or some other type of pet, and then, you know, it gets bigger. What's it going to get smaller? Of course it's going to get bigger, and then they release it. And now, look, Florida is being invaded by pythons and other types of snakes as well that are not native just because people bought them as as pets and then release them into the wild. I don't get people like that. This doesn't make no sense. And now they're destroying the normal everyday species that live in that area, like the Everglades.
Yep. Okay, here's a note in the medical research department. This is a focus on pets and how they help people quit smoking. How in the world do you suppose that happens?
It's guilt. We realize now that secondhand smoke affects our pets as much as affects people and kids. So it's the guilt factor. And believe me, it's so easy to guilt people when it comes to their pets.
I suppose.
So the smoking is a big... You know, speaking of that, it's kind of interesting. The first time ever, recreational drugs made the ASPCA Animal Poison Control List as the top 10 toxins for pets. The big increase in cannabis toxicity compared with 5 years ago, based on
really,
you know what it is. People, I don't care if want people do what you want to do, but what happens now, especially in the cities, is people might be smoking pot and they'll throw the tip of it on the floor,
and the dog will pick it up and eat it.
And you know,
that's happened to my son's dog walking around West Hollywood, happened two or three times, crazy.
You can't walk around West Hollywood without getting high. It just doesn't happen.
Just standing around this. Right. The rescuers that saved this raccoon stuck in a peanut butter jar. And the headline reads, "Raccoons saved from sticky situation." So, anyway, a story in a Facebook post, homeowner spotting this raccoon. And, of course, as soon as it was shared, it was all over the place. Head first in the peanut butter jar. Well, you know, raccoons do that. They get into your garbage.
Yeah, I saw something the other day that I never saw before. I was in a pretty rural area, and I saw a herd of raccoons. I've never seen that before. There must have been at least a dozen raccoons all together running across the field. I never saw that before.
Wow. Here's something else you probably never saw. This is jaw-dropping. And talk about fortunate, a lady who was in late-stage renal failure, her life was saved after her dog found a kidney donor smelling. Isn't this amazing? The dog knows the smell of the lady, and so the dog finds a kidney donor on a beach.
Wow.
The odds are 1 in 22 million that this would be a perfect match.
Yeah, I'd give that dog an extra biscuit that night.
I think, can you imagine that, though?
Unbelievable. Well, their nose is amazing. We'll talk about that. The dog's nose. We'll talk about the olfactory. That's my specialty in a week.
All right. Dog's nose is up next with Warren here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.